Good evening. You know, much can be learned by examining the lives of others. As we study our Bibles, there are many great examples we read in the Bible. Many great characters to emulate, many great characters to see their mistakes and not emulate. We read of people like Abraham, we read of people like Jacob, David, other great heroes of the faith, like we read in Hebrews chapter 11. But what greater example is there than that of Christ? In 1 Peter 2, verse 21, Peter wrote, "For even hereunto were you called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow in his steps." What greater example is there than that of Jesus Christ? Three brief questions to consider as we think of the example of Christ, apply his example to our lives. First, consider Jesus came to earth with a purpose. Jesus came to earth for a reason. The song we just sang, "Why did my Savior come to earth?" The response was, "Because he loved me so." 1 John 4, verse 9 beginning, that's the answer from the Bible. "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, payment for our sins." What brought Christ into the world? Love. The great love the Savior had for us. But he came with a purpose. Does mankind have a purpose? Do Christians have a purpose? Indeed we do. The basic of all of it, upon which everything else is based: fear God, keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. As a congregation of New Testament Christians with the gospel message, what is our purpose? To go and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things what Jesus had commanded the apostles and by extension us. Matthew 28, verses 18 through 20. So Jesus came to earth with a purpose. We as his followers, we as his children have a purpose. But we also see the example that Jesus was focused. Jesus, the Bible said, steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. Luke 9, verse 51. He was steadfastly determined to keep his course in spite of knowing what would happen. He was going to Jerusalem. He steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. What awaited him there? Death. What awaits us, if we're faithful? Life, eternal life. In the book of Acts, Paul is on his way to Jerusalem, and there was at least a couple of occasions where he was requested not to go because the prophets or even the brethren knew what awaited him there. What awaited Paul in Jerusalem? Imprisonment. Was he focused? Was he determined to go? Yes. We as New Testament Christians must be focused. Remember, Jesus said in Luke 9, verse 62, "No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." We don't need to look back at our previous life, the things we left behind. Remember Lot's wife. We don't look at those things that are in the past. We look forward. We stay focused on the future. We stay focused on the goal. I dare say that was Jesus' focus as well. His goal was the cross. Our goal is eternal life. And then lastly, connecting it with Jesus' focus, Jesus carried out his mission. Jesus came to earth. Jesus will suffer the cross. the most horrible death, arguably devised by man, will suffer the punishment reserved for mankind, separation from God. And then he will say, "It is finished." John 19, verse 30. Brothers and sisters, we must not quit until we say the same. "Be thou faithful unto death, and we will receive a crown of life." Revelation 2, verse 10. What does that mean? We don't quit until we say, "It is finished." With Christ, it was the payment for sin. With Christ, it was the end of the old covenant and the beginning of the new, sealed by his blood, and many other things. For us, it is eternal life. For it is the glories of heaven with the Godhead and those of the faithful redeemed of all ages of the past. We say, "It is finished." Paul would say in 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8, "I am now," literally, he says, "I am now being poured out like a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have run the race, I have finished the course, I have kept the faith. There is henceforth laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day, and not to me only, but to all those that have loved his appearing." What is Paul saying there? It is finished. A victory crown awaited Paul. He had that great assurance from the Scriptures, from Christ. And he awaited that, looked forward that at the end of his life. It was finished. Just as Jesus carried out his mission and did not stop, so we must carry out our mission as children of God, as servants of Christ, as proclaimers of the gospel, as those that will spread the message of Christ in the world. If not us, who will? Because others don't have the message of the gospel. New Testament Christians do. So Jesus finished his course. We must finish our course. But that's a message for those that have started the race, that have begun the fight. And hopefully a word, however small, of encouragement that we finish this battle, this race, all the other images we read of in the New Testament. Well, what about those that have not begun the race? If you have not begun well, you cannot finish well. If someone has not begun in the service of Christ, have their sin forgiven, obeyed the gospel, you're not in the race yet. You're not in the fight yet. Those that will finish the race are those that have obeyed the gospel. Those that will receive the victory crown are those that are faithful and have finished the race and can say, "It is finished." If you haven't begun, it'll be finished, but not the way you think. Jesus died to seal the covenant that we live under. The message of the gospel is that one can have their sin forgiven. Jesus said, "If you believe not that I am he, you will die in your sins." John 8, verse 24, one must believe. Jesus said in Luke 13:3, "Repent or perish." Jesus said in Matthew 10, verse 32, "If you will confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father which is in heaven." And Jesus said in Mark 16, verse 16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned." That is when one begins the Christian race, the Christian fight, the Christian service to Christ, to the God of heaven, obeying the message of the Holy Spirit given through inspired men. When one is baptized in water for the remission of sins, when you come out of that water, you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Going back to my sermons this past Sunday, you're in the Lord's army. You've volunteered. You've been inducted into the Lord's army. And just as a soldier cannot go AWOL without serious repercussions once you have obeyed the gospel, you can't go AWOL without serious repercussions as well. Maybe there's someone here that has obeyed the gospel in time past, but You haven't finished your course. You have left the race. You have left the course. Maybe you need to be restored to the Lord's church this evening. You can do that by penitence and prayer. If it's of a public nature, the sin that you have committed, lest reproach be brought upon the church, you can ask for the prayers of the church as you pray to God for forgiveness. Confess the fact that you have sinned, and we will pray with you as you pray to the God of heaven. You can do that this evening, erring child of God. Maybe there's someone here that needs the prayers of the church. Sometimes it feels like we want to say, instead of one day saying, "It is finished," we want to say, "I'm just finished." Because it's a tough battle out there. It's a tough race sometimes. We can pray for one another, lean on one another, encourage one another. Not only through study of the Scriptures, but encourage each other as children of God, as servants of Christ. You can ask for the prayers of the church this evening if that is your need. And whatever you need you might have spiritually, come forward as together we stand and we sing.